Moving into the last couple of weeks of session now, the priority bill of yours, now House Bill 42, the transfer bill. I think the conference committee is still meeting on that?
Right now, the conference committee made up of five senators and five representatives are nearing an agreement, and that's part of the process. This past week, we've met nearly 9 hours in different meetings to come up with what we think is a compromise between both the House and the Senate. I think we're going to have a good bill, and so probably the early part of next week, we'll be able to have what they call a conference committee report that most members of the committee will sign. Then we'll give it back to our respective chambers for their approval. So heading in the last 2 weeks, I feel very confident that we will get a transfer bill done. Transfer bill deals with those students who are in unaccredited districts and their ability to transfer out.
This is fairly common every year where there's usually 1 to 3 high priority bills for the entire chamber that start strong, as did Senate Bill 1 in this case, now House Bill 42, where we're just as active in terms of working on this bill, working toward a completion with 2 weeks left as we were, say, 2 weeks into the session.
Well, these tough issues take a lot of time, and it takes a lot of compromise, and there have been so many people who have been dedicated to this. And we started on the very first day that we could file a bill. I filed a bill on December 1st, and yet it goes through many, many changes throughout the process. I feel very confident that we'll get something done and give relief to students who are in unaccredited districts.
Another of your priority bills deals with eating disorders, and this one has, I believe, passed the Senate. Now it's in the House.
Senate Bill 145 is a bill for eating disorders. Eating disorders is a dangerous and deadly mental illness. The good news is if we catch it early and give relief to people who are going through an eating disorder, we can improve their quality of life and save lives. And so Senate Bill 145 talks about a mental health parity, that folks that have mental health issues with eating disorders get coverage in their health insurance. And so that bill passed through the Senate last week by a vote of 33-0. And then it went to the House Health Insurance Committee, and they passed it at 11-0. So it's moving very well. Got a lot of support, a lot of buy-in. It's taken 7 years to get this point, but we have, I think, a nice compromise with the insurance industry, with the healthcare professionals that deal with eating disorders.
Warrensburg Day was on Wednesday of this week.
We had a great day on Wednesday of this week. The local radio station in Warrensburg, KOKO, came down for the 10th year, and they call it Cocoa Day at the Capitol. Our office was very helpful. Our intern, David Rogers, helped organize it along with Matt and Ann, who also work in my office. Our thought is to bring part of the Capitol back home, and so Marion Woods came down. We arranged to have folks to be interviewed, Governor Nixon, Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder, our new auditor, Nicole Galloway. Then we had five senators, Ron Richard, Doug Libla, myself, Paul Lavota, and Joe Kevany, and then the local state representative, Denny Hoskins. We feel it's very important to bring leaders from both political parties, from both House and the Senate, and our elected officials, and let the folks back home know what the main issues are. My thought is constituents might not always agree with my views or my votes, but at least they know where I come from and what kind of went in that thought process before I made that vote. 2 weeks left to go in the session. Our deadline is May 15th at 6 p.m., and so a lot of bills still have to work its way through the process. I'm confident that we'll have a very successful session, and I look forward to these last 2 weeks.